At about 1:45 yesterday, which was Thursday the 12th of February, we're out at the Sacred Fire. There are only three people here because other people had gone into town to do shopping and whatever. And the police with the fire brigade from West Wyalong came out to the camp and said they were going to extinguish the Sacred Fire. And the Sacred Fire is a ceremony in progress for Wiradjuri people. It was lit by a Wiradjuri elder, and we informed the police that they didn't have the authority to extinguish that fire and that they had to speak with the Wiradjuri that lit it. And the police asked us to extinguish the fire, and we said, yes, we don't have the authority, and neither do you.
Yeah.
So then they started to close the fire, and two people who were here put themselves in front of the fire to stop them from doing that, and the fire truck and the hose. So one person actually shielded the fire with their body, and the police and the fireys continued to spray the water, you know, high pressure.
They sprayed the fire?
Yeah, they sprayed the fire out. The person who was over the top of it was seriously burnt from the steam out from the fire.
Yeah.
Now, we told them that it was an act of genocide because they were contravening Section 1 of the Constitution, which states that all people are up to the right of spiritual freedom,
mm-hmm.
and that this was an ancient ceremony in progress, that they were committing an act of genocide.
Not only that, but as firefighters and police, they should be more responsible than their actions.
Well, that's right. And then after they'd extinguished the fire, or so they thought, they then just left. Even though they'd seriously injured this person and we're in the middle of nowhere.
Without helping him.
Without helping him, without checking to see if he was all right, without even calling the ambulance.
Mm.
And we're 45 minutes away from the nearest town. So we treated the man's burns and then took him to hospital. So he was admitted to hospital last night. It's just difficult for the police to come and attack, persecute Aboriginal people standing up for their land.
Mm.
It's just typical of the police, who are supposed to protect and serve, to stand up and just run railroad over people standing up to corporations, offshore corporations that are owned in from other countries, and defend what they're doing to the earth. Now we're in a very dry area where it's obviously been drought affected for years. And we're seeing this foreign gold mining company steal water from under the ground.
They use a hell of a lot of water too, don't they?
Yeah, they use millions of litres of water. And then wash the gold to extract it, and then mix it with cyanide, and then pump into a tailings dam.
Mm.
So they're not only they're stealing water, but they're turning it into poison to leave it lying around in big fucking dams in the earth. It's outrageous.
It certainly is. And we stopped before, we can stop it again.
We sure will. Now, coming up in here at Lake Cowell on the between 11th and 13th of April, the Easter weekend,
yep.
There's going to be a corroboree, a proper corroboree old way, with people coming from all around this region and all over the country to dance for this land, to dance for the water. So we're asking people, we're inviting people, Uncle Chappie the Wiradjuri elder and many other Wiradjuri elders from Condobolin and around this region are inviting people to come out to that corroboree. So come on down, support the corroboree. If you can't make it yourself, maybe hold a fundraiser or go to a fundraiser or see what you can do, promote, like, get the word out so people know this is happening, because it's just disgraceful. Everyone knows we're in the middle of a drought, and yet these people can come in, change the laws, steal the water and everything.
Hmm. Have you got a contact number for people who might want to come down to the camp?
I sure do. Uncle Chappie Williams is 0416 316 774.
Okay, well, I hope that you get some more support down there.
Oh, thanks very much, and thanks for calling, and get the word out as far as you can.
Yeah, we will.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Belle.